Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
One of the conversations that we keep having is how to continue Holocaust education. How does one do that? Well, we joined this morning by Andres van Rien, and he's the executive director of United Herzliya Schools. And we wanted to ask him that question. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Howard. I'm well from a very pleasant Jerusalem.
You're actually in Jerusalem at the moment. I thought
we are.
You were still having to go there. So it must be quite warm.
No, it's nice, very pleasant weather. And, you know, speaking about Holocaust education, I'm actually sitting at Yad Vashem.
Wow.
In one of the offices here.
Wow.
Joining the tour, carrying on just now. But, yeah, we've been in Israel for a couple of days already.
Okay, so tell me about this.
So we're on a trip sponsored by the JNF of South Africa, as well as the local SA office of the Israel Center, mm-hmm. Jewish agency. And we're very grateful for the sponsorship. I'm here with 39 South Africans from Cape Town, most of them
wow.
from Herzliya.
Wow.
But also a couple of staff from Cape Town Torah High, Sinai Academy, Phyllis Joel. And there's even a teacher from Ralem.
Right.
Most of them teachers, but there's also some admin staff, marketing lady, IT people, really to experience Israel in its broad variety.
So
for most of them, it's the first time.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Most people in this group have never been there before, and I would imagine.
Yeah, those that have been here has been here 18 or 20 or 30 years ago, and you know, Israel changes all the time.
Right. And what is the focus of the trip?
So it is a trip organized by the JNF. They have their 120th anniversary now. So it's a eco-Zionism tour.
Mm-hmm.
And it focuses on a broad spectrum of individual organizations and places to represent the variety of modern Israel, the population, the religions, the customs. So it's really quite broad.
And how does how does that tie into Holocaust education?
So Holocaust education is a part of all of that. So the tour is not only about Holocaust education, but it forms part of it. We don't want the conversation at the schools only to be one about the conflict, although that is also important, or about the Holocaust, that's also important, but about modern Israel and what Israel offers. And we want the staff to really experience that firsthand so that it's easier for them to take that into the classroom. And
But it's so interesting because I think
it's a very, very clever investment.
It is indeed. I think that part of the problem in South Africa is we've got a very limited dimensional view of Israel. You know, many South Africans just see it as the conflict. Many Jews just see it as a survival or an insurance policy because of the Holocaust and
yes.
because of what
yes.
can happen with anti-Semitism. And what you're doing here is showcasing a much broader picture and showing that Israel is more than just any of those things.
Exactly. I think that the if I summarize what I've seen so far, and you know, I'm looking at the program and see what's still coming. We started by going towards the north of Israel. We visited Ilanot, where there's a center where they show us how they did research on all the plants all over the world and see what can grow in Israel. That's obviously, I think that's what the JNF is known for the planting of trees. But the JNF is actually, well, older than the state of Israel.
Mm.
So they actually started off buying land for Israel. That's how they were started. But we went to an archaeological site, Tzipori. We went to Kibbutz Hotel, Kfar Giladi. We went to the South African Memorial Forest. So that was quite trees and environment. Then we went to the border of Lebanon. That was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the border of Syria, where we met some of the soldiers, and we were, you know, explained a little bit more about the conflict, but from various sides. And then we went to the place called Agamon in the Hula Valley, where we saw something about bird migration and how the birds migrate
really
towards.
So it really is a very
diverse.
Yeah,
so it's very broad.
Mm.
We went to a Druze village. We went to an Ethiopian village. We met those people, and they were telling us about how they fit into the society. And how they see you know, how they are accepted. So yeah, it's a very broad exposure. And now today, Yad Vashem, it's a big day.
Right, and of course quite an intense day.
Quite an emotional
one,
yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Has the group in general been quite surprised by what they're seeing in Israel, or was this in line with their expectations?
I think if you ask each one of them, they're going to say different things. Understandably, surprised, you know, you hear about these things, but it remains theoretical. You hear these things, you think Israel is like this, people tell you it's like that. Now they experience it firsthand. So I think pleasantly surprised. It is an exciting country. And my dream is really that we will be able to take all of our great 10s every single year to Israel, get some sort of a program accompanied by teachers. I also would really love to be able to get all our staff to Israel so that they can literally come to the school, and because there are some expectations following this tour. We're asking them to actually come up with, initiate and implement the ideas into some real life projects in the school in a way that correlate with their subject area or whatever their sphere in the work is.
Absolutely.
And that way link the link with the Israel and Jewish identity.
Incredible.
Into the school practically. And you can't just delegate that to the JLL teachers, because then it remains a silo. You want that to, actually live in the daily life of the staff.
Incredible. Andries van Rienen, Executive Director of United Herzliya Schools. We'll let you get on with your tour. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us, and certainly just enjoy this experience. It sounds incredible.